Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. Good morning, Southern Ontario. Yes, it's Dominic Cortese. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Welcome to Hammer Time Radio on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking home improvements since 1989. And now, here's your host from Cortese Construction Services, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN, celebrating our 30th year in 2019 of broadcasting Hammer Time Radio right here on WBEN. Same time, same station for 30 years. The actual anniversary date is April the 1st, so we're winding our way up to that. In the meantime, how are you and how did you survive the storm? 803-0930, that's 803-0930, outside the 716. It's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls welcome, star 930. Text me at 30930. Email me, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the Cortese website. It's all there for you. Our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Kachina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awning, all on display today at our showroom at 2300 George Urban Boulevard. Stop in, say good morning to Aubrey. She's there till 1 o'clock this afternoon every Saturday. The showroom is open 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. And, of course, during the week, we're open as well. So stop in anytime to check out the showroom today till 1 o'clock. Stop by and say hello to Aubrey. She's there for you at 1 o'clock. Open phones today. Anything on your mind, anything around the house that needs my attention? Do you need to have some guidance on how you're dealing with ice and snow, and perhaps your heating system may have been affected by excessive snow piles around the perimeter of the house, wind-blown snow? If you'd like to talk about that. If you'd like to talk about the upcoming threat of flooding and what you should do to be thinking about mitigating any problems with your house, with any flooding, that could be a topic as well. Again, no agenda for me today, just open lines for you, 803-0930. I do want to say good morning, though, to Megan Ortolani. Megan is from the Junior League of Buffalo. And we're excited to promote the fact that the Decorator Show House for this year is coming up. It's going to be the Palmer Centennial House. Palmer Centennial House is located at 288 Lincoln Parkway on the site of the Pan American Exposition. And there's a sneak peek that comes up next week. And the big opening day is a little bit later on in April, the 27th of April. The show runs to the 19th of May. And good morning, Megan.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in. We're excited about the Junior League's 100th anniversary and, of course, this extra special show house this year.
We're excited, too. It's our 20th show house.
Mm-hmm. And with the idea that everything that you raise at the Junior League is fed right back into our community.
Correct. The show house is our biggest fundraiser. We do it every other year, and each year we raise a couple $100,000 that goes right back to a deserving community organization, the 2017 show house funds went to the Westminster Economic Development Initiative. So we're excited to see who we can help next year.
This arts and crafts home designed in 1910 by Ulysses Orr. The house is three stories, has multiple fireplaces, over 100 windows, a pool, many original architectural details. And the house is named after its original owner, William Palmer. He was a prominent florist in Buffalo. Of course, I've been through the house, and we are doing an outdoor kitchen, an outdoor living space with an outdoor kitchen. We're excited about that. It'll be adjacent to the pool. But the house just keeps going with endless rooms, and it's just well appointed.
It is. It's a very unique house, and we're excited for people to come in and see it, particularly next weekend where you can see it before it's decorated and kind of its empty state. It's really stunning, some of the details that have been preserved over the years.
So let's talk about next Saturday from 10 to 3 and Sunday. There's a sneak peek. And as Megan just said, you can see the house before the transformation by the decorators of Western New York. And you just show up at the door for that?
Yes, you can buy a ticket in advance or at the door. It's $5. So you can go on our website, jlbuffalo.org, if you want an advance ticket. You can also buy right now a combo ticket for both Sneak Peek and the Show House for
$5. All right.
Or you can just come up to the house next weekend when you're free and pay at the door.
Okay. We're excited about what we're planning to do, which is the outdoor living room and kitchen. There's a door that exits the kitchen that'll step right down into our space. So we're going to feature a outdoor kitchen with a cooking facility and a refrigerator and then a outdoor eating area and an outdoor living room all under a gazebo deck. So we're excited about that. And of course, we're excited about all of the decorators coming together for this, the 20th show house, the 100th anniversary of the Junior League. Megan, you'll be in touch and on air often throughout this several week and month process. And we're looking forward to hearing the updates as they occur throughout the run of the show.
That's right. We're excited.
Okay, that's Megan Ortolani. She is from the Junior League of Buffalo. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Megan's line is now free at 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930. Text me at 30930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Now, before we talk to you, we're going to travel to the Clarence side of Transit Road as we head north on the right. And it is Clarence. It's got an East Amherst mailing address, and it's the location of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch managed by my good buddy Gabriel Maddalena. Buongiorno, Gabe. How are you?
Good morning. Buongiorno, Dominic. I'm well. How are you?
Good. We were together this week, Thursday night. Gabe was there at our premiere party, launching the second season of Hammer Time TV, sponsored by Lakeshore Savings Bank. And Gabe, it was great to have you and Kim and your children there with us.
Yes, what an honor to receive the plaque that we received for Lakeshore Savings Bank being the premier sponsor of your Hammer Time show, and also being there with all the other sponsors. Just an honor to be there.
Yep, and you know, you were there. You got a sense of what's going on in the room. Everybody focused on being companies that represent quality and integrity. And Gabe, you will appreciate this too. We came up with a line that I absolutely love for Hammer Time TV. It also totally works here on Hammer Time Radio. And that is buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. And Lakeshore Savings Bank is a Hammer Time partner. We're proud to have you.
We love it. We love our relationship, and everything has just been working so smoothly and so great. And it's just really, again, it's just an honor.
Okay. Well, part of that, of course, is that Lakeshore Savings Bank follows through with great products that relate well to the home renovation industry. And top of the list there, Gabriel, is the home equity line of credit.
Absolutely, Dominic. 3.5% fixed rate for 12 months. Really, we are the leader in this area with this product. And on top of it, there's no closing cost. Somebody can come in or go online to lakeshoresavings.com, apply for home equity, and not have to worry about paying any closing fees. There's no annual fee. Really, there is nothing, and they're going to get a great rate fixed for 12 months. And you know what? If somebody says, hey, I don't like the environment that we're in with the rates going up, and they want to fix it, we can fix it for them on day one, fix it, you know, on day 30. Whenever they want, we can fix it in and put them in for a nice fixed rate.
I was just at a customer's house who was skeptical about tapping their home equity, and I said, so how else would you choose to pay for your new kitchen? Would you want to deplete your savings and maybe deplete your retirement account? And they said, well, absolutely not. And I said, well, then why not use the money that's sitting right around you, your home equity, and basically have the house pay for the improvement?
There you go. I mean, that really is the best way. You have all this equity sitting in your home. The only way you can access it is really through a home equity. And the best thing is you only get charged for interest that amount that you're using.
Okay.
Oh, just a great way.
All right. Lakeshore Savings Bank, the lead sponsor of Hammer Time TV, and of course, a proud sponsor here too of Hammer Time Radio. We're glad to have you. Gabriel, you're at work until noon today.
Correct.
And the phone number there?
688-6114.
Repeat that for us, Gabe.
688-6114.
For 128 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Italy for a once-in-a-lifetime food and wine tasting tour through the romantic Tuscany region this October. Arrive in Florence for a historic sightseeing and Tuscan cooking class. Then it's off for wine tasting at the vineyards of Siena and San Giacomo. Join my open house and get all the details Wednesday, February 20th at the Italian Village Restaurant at 6 p.m. Please RSVP at 913-1097. That's 913-1097. Or message at seniorradio.com. Ciao.
How would you like to lose 20 to 40 pounds in as little as 6 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets, drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must come learn about Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight. Sign up for our free February open house. Seating is limited. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at buffaloslenderlife.com.
Paid actors illustrating actual clients. Prior results do not guarantee similar outcome. Each case is unique.
When a car hit me, I called Salino and Barnes. They got me $6 million, 24 times the insurance offer.
I'm Steve Barnes. Is your accident case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
After my motorcycle accident, Salino and Barnes got me $1.5 million, 12 times more than insurance offered.
I'm Ross Salino. What's your case really worth? Call us now and find out.
After I was rear-ended, insurance offered $100,000. Salino and Barnes got me $800,000.
After my car accident, insurance offered $50,000. Salino and Barnes got me $750,000.
Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
They got me over $600,000, 9 times more than insurance offered.
Salino and Barnes, injury attorneys, call 888-8888.
Main Street, Buffalo.
We could all use a little encouragement as we start our day. On these mornings, be sure your dial is set to WBEN, where you'll hear a daily faith moment. Enjoy a short, uplifting message every Monday and Wednesday at about 7:40. It's sure to make your mornings a little brighter. A different faith moment airs each day. In case you missed it, you can hear the latest by logging on to faithmomentsonline.org. That's faithmomentsonline.org. Faith Moments is presented by Christ the King Seminary.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
H.W. Brick & Sons, for over 30 years now, they have been the experts in the heating and cooling service industry. H.W. Brick & Sons is a name you can trust. Since 1985, they have built their success on a simple approach. They treat you like you're part of the Brick family. Every home is truly unique, and H.W. Brick & Carrier will find the proper solution to your family's comfort needs, whether it's a high-efficiency furnace, an air conditioner, who's thinking about that now, or boilers, H.W. Brick & Carrier can handle it. H.W. Brick & Sons, a factory-authorized dealer for Carrier HVAC products. Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call now and mention you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and you'll get a 10% discount on a standard installation of any Carrier product. That's right, a 10% discount on Carrier if you call now. 297-2901. That's 297-2901. Call them now. Mention you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio. H.W. Brick & Sons. Let their family take care of all your family's plumbing, heating, and cooling needs.
Hammer Time.
10:21 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, at 10:30 in the morning is the premiere of Season 2 of Hammer Time TV, brought to you by Lakeshore Savings Bank. Be sure to watch tomorrow morning at 10:30 on Channel 2 as you get ready for the big game. And Phil teaches you how to install a flat screen TV on your wall so it doesn't fall off. Kind of important, right? So if you're wondering how to do that, tomorrow's episode of Hammer Time TV on Channel 2 at 10:30, Phil will teach you how to do it. So be sure to watch then. All of our segments are indeed archived and stored at hammertimetv.com. So if you miss it, you can go there, hammertimetv.com, and search TV installation, and you'll see Phil's clip there for you as well. But we'd love to have you watch the show, and that's tomorrow morning, our premiere for Season 2 at 10:30 on Channel 2. To the phones we go, 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Pick up your phone right now and give us a call. Anything around the house, storm-related, anticipating flooding, whatever I can do to help you get yourself in shape and ready for that, pick up the phone right now as we travel to Wheatfield and start with Mike. And morning, Mike. You are on WBEN.
Good morning. I recently got an ad from my furnace installer. Says the benefits of UV light in HVAC systems. They have ultraviolet light put by the heat exchanger. Supposedly, this is supposed to kill viruses, bacteria, and mold. I don't know. The air goes through there.
Smells like gimmick to me.
What's your opinion of
it? Yeah, it smells like a gimmick. I mean, it may work, but the true point of that is do we really even need to worry about that? If we keep our furnace filter clean and clear of debris, and you have regular maintenance and vacuuming of your furnace, the filter is really where it's at, to be honest with you. So I wouldn't be spending extra money on options that really are unnecessary.
Because the air flows through there so quickly, you know, you wouldn't think that UV light could kill the bacteria and mold.
I mean, it might, but the truth is, I don't really see that as a source of mold. So, you know, I think the idea here maybe is related to moisture, and if you have a humidifier, there may be more of a likelihood that there might be an issue with moisture. But that's post furnace. That's after the furnace, not before the furnace. So the filter really is where you need to put your focus. Keep a nice, clean filter and, you know, maybe even go invest in a more expensive filter to get more collection of any kind of unwanted particulate that you might breathe.
Well, I worry about, you know, if trying to get to upgrade a filter where would that can hinder the furnace. Limit the airflow.
You obviously need to pay attention to that. The filter has to match the furnace. It has to be the right furnace for the space to allow for the airflow. And really, when we talk about breathing clean indoor air, you know, one of our sponsors is Indoor Air Professionals. That is really where you would see the more likely growth of mold and anticipated collection of debris that you don't want to breathe. So having your ductwork cleaned on a 3 to 5 year schedule will help certainly increase and improve the indoor air quality of your house.
So this sounds like a gimmick.
It does.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call. Good question, Mike. Mike's line is now free for you here on WBEN at 803-0930 as we travel to Williamsville and chat with Doug. Good morning, Doug. You're next.
Morning. What I was wondering, I put an upstairs laundry in, and the dryer is going to be vented into the attic. Now, there'd have to be a 45-degree angle in the attic, and the outside wall is a good 22 feet from the vent.
Oh, boy.
Where the roof, the ceiling, the roof of the house is maybe 4 feet, 5 feet up. Is it better to vent up through the roof?
Okay.
Or all the way over?
First of all, what kind of dryer, gas or electric?
Gas.
Okay. Be very cognizant that we need as direct and as short a run with a gas dryer, more significantly than an electric dryer. So I would definitely vote against the 45-degree angle elbow and the 22-foot run.
Yeah.
Very challenging for you to be able to keep that clean, and very likely that over time we might get a blockage because of the length and be then have a concern for carbon monoxide contamination.
Yeah.
Conversely, going straight up has one challenge, and that is we have to make sure that the line that travels through the attic is insulated so that we don't have condensation form in that line, which will drop water back down to the dryer, which could also cause the lint to clog and collect and then cause a blockage. Again, the cause for their concern is carbon monoxide. So going straight up, I do prefer, make sure that line is insulated, and then regularly check that line. Make sure that you calendar every other month or so to check that line for free flowing, because again, gas dryers come with the risk of carbon monoxide contamination.
Okay, up on the roof, is it better to go with one of the vents that sits right on the roof or go up a couple feet?
Yeah, so because we have to worry about snow and possibly collecting snow on the roof that might impede the flow of the dryer, yeah, I think having it rise above is prudent. You may want to have it somehow screened so that it can let the lint out but not clog, because again, that could be another source of blockage.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Okay, don't underestimate the importance of a regular check of that line. Anyone who has a gas dryer, that should be front and center to keep those lines free flowing.
All right.
All right, Doug.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good question. Thanks for the call. Doug's line is now free here on WBEN. The number is 803-0930. As we travel next to Amherst and chat with Donna. Good morning, Donna. You're on Hammer Time Radio. Hello, Donna. I'm hearing nothing. So we'll put Donna on hold. Maybe she went to get a cup of coffee. And as we collect every Saturday morning here at this time, our Saturday morning coffee clutch, 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at star 930 or text me at 30930. You know, we deal with snow here on a regular schedule. I mean, it's really the only thing that we have as a real weather threat. But in other parts of the world, they have other issues that they deal with on a regular basis. Now, right now, Australia is having a heat wave. That's right. Of course, their seasons are opposite ours. So we're in winter, they're in summer. And one of the problems with their heat wave, the snakes are looking for water for relief from the heat. And it's true, people are finding snakes in their toilets. Imagine finding that when you lift the lid, huh? 7-foot python slithered into an open door, climbed into a shower to escape the heat and to find water. So would you rather deal with that or a little snow? You tell me at 803-0930. Bottom of the hour, top of the news. Mike Baggerman standing by with the latest from the WBEN newsroom. Good morning, Michael.
Good Good morning. It's 10:30 from the WBEN.com newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories for Saturday, February 2nd. There's a flood watch that's in effect starting late Sunday, and it goes through late Wednesday. There's worry that the ice jam will result in extra water inside homes. The flood watch goes through all of Western New York. Elsewhere, one person is dead, another injured after a house fire this morning on Bramblewood Lane in East Amherst. Police said that the home was engulfed with flames when they arrived, and it's a total loss. There were efforts to get a homeless man who died in the blizzard-like conditions out of the elements this week. Police telling WBEN that Larry, who was well-known in Williamsville, refused assistance. He died on Thursday. Two other people, one from Hamburg and one from Tonawanda, also died as a result of the storm. Elsewhere in Virginia, the governor is receiving calls to resign and has apologized after appearing in a 1984 controversial photo. Democrat Ralph Northam was one of two men, one wearing blackface, the other was wearing a KKK robe. It's unclear which one specifically was Northam. The governor, though, said he can't undo the harm his behavior has caused then and today, and there have been calls again for him to resign, even from members of his own party. He said that he will not do that. And in case you didn't know, the Super Bowl is tomorrow. If you head over to WBEN.com, we highlight sports betting or lack of it in New York State. And also Mike Andrzejewski, the chef and owner of C Bar in Buffalo. He's down in Atlanta. He's set to compete in the Taste of the NFL so that money can be raised for the Food Bank of Western New York. And earlier this morning, Punxsutawney Phil, well, he had a declaration saying that he did not see his shadow, meaning that spring is coming early. And wouldn't you know it, your WBEN First Alert forecast is calling for warmer temperatures this weekend and into early next week. A high of 33 for your Saturday with clouds and sunshine. Tomorrow, cloudy and milder, high of 43. Monday, a high of 51, a far cry from where we were earlier this week. Right now in Buffalo, it's starting to get a bit warmer. It is 22 degrees. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Another one of our Hammer Time Radio and TV sponsors is Twin City Glass. If you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom remodel is in your future. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or tub from my friends at Twin City Glass. The Weinholz family, for over 50 years now at Twin City, has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are. And only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Hey, make sure you check out Basco, the shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City now, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you stop into their showroom today in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
There's a brand new radio station in Buffalo. Classic R&B 107.3 and AM 1400. Two places to enjoy classics from the greatest musicians of all time. Music to make you feel good and bring back memories. On the FM dial at 107.3, on the AM dial at 1400, and streaming at radio.com.
Guys, Howard's in the bathroom. Listen to this.
A minute 42. I looked it up, Eric. Lou Gehrig's retirement announcement, 2.5 minutes.
This is the last time I'm going to tell you. What happens at the roast stays at the roast.
The WGR Celebrity Roast of Danny Gehrig. Tickets on sale now at WGR550.com. Presented by Liberty Cab and Seneca Poker inside the Seneca Niagara Casino. And with support from Bud Light.
With some events, you just gotta be there.
David Bellavia here. It's hard to believe it, but storm season is right around the corner. Be ready. Call Vastola Heating and Cooling for a clean and tune special. Vastola will do a thorough check of your heating system, including carbon monoxide leaks. And be ready if the power goes out. Have Vastola tune up your generator or install a new natural gas one. Stay safe and comfortable if you lose power. Natural gas is your best energy value. For over 70 years, Vastola has delivered expert, state-of-the-art service and installation at a fair price. If it's time for a new natural gas furnace or boiler, Vastola can help. They can even take care of manufacturer and national fuel rebates on qualifying systems. And Vastola's warranty can't be beat. 5 years on labor, 10 years on parts, and 5 years of free maintenance. That's 5 years of tune-ups included with every installation. Now that's complete peace of mind.
Vastola Heating and Cooling.
Call 827-8652.
Get comfortable with us.
We all got hit pretty hard by that broken water pipe on the top floor. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Terrible. I'm going back and forth with my insurance company. How about you?
Well, I got my settlement check last week and we started rebuilding.
Unbelievable. You got your check and you're already rebuilding?
Sure. The minute I knew the plant was flooded, I called National Fire Adjustment. I wasn't going to deal with my insurance carrier alone.
But wait a minute. Doesn't the NFA only handle fire damage?
National Fire Adjustment handles any disaster. Fire, flood, wind, collapse, you name it. Their estimators take inventory immediately. They get all the right estimates, and then they make sure that you get what you're entitled to from your insurance carrier quickly and easily. I can't believe you went it alone.
I can't believe it either.
This is Ron Papa, president of NFA, reminding you that when disaster strikes your business or home, call NFA. Licensed adjusters for the policyholder since 1922. National Fire Adjustment Company Incorporated, call 1-800-570-8220. That's 1-800-570-8220.
We are excited to announce that we have a new sponsor here on Hammer Time Radio. That is Ava Roofing, also a Hammer Time TV sponsor. You might be looking outside at this weather right now, and the last thing you are thinking about is your roof. But I can tell you, who is thinking about your roof first? Ava Roofing. Ava Roofing is the company I trust for roofing. All this recent snow could be taking a toll on your home, especially if you have an older roof. Ava Roofing works year-round. Even in this weather, and their superior service and value exceeds their customers' expectations. A foreman is always on every job, and Ava's crews are staffed with skilled craftsmen. Ava Roofing is fully insured and licensed to work in any town, and they are insured to do roofing. Written estimates are provided and graphed out at your home on the spot. They pride themselves on their clean, prompt service, and they deliver what's on your quote. Check out Ava's reviews, and you'll see how happy their customers are with their work. For roofing replacement, repair, or even snow removal on your roof, give them a call. 990-4793. That's 990-4793. AvaRoofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. Buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:38 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. We're glad to have Ava Roofing now, a sponsor of Hammer Time Radio. As I mentioned, they are a Hammer Time TV sponsor and promoting. We are now the fact that we're collecting quite a nice group of quality, high-quality contractors that promote quality work with integrity. And our new cell line, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. You'll be hearing me say that as a way of giving you peace of mind that when you listen to who I send you to, folks, you're going to get good quality work in a timely fashion. And that's what it's all about, right? 803-0930, to Clarence we go. That's my hometown. Hello, Charles. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I have a question about my sump pump and the backup.
Okay.
My sump pump works pretty often, and because of that, I got one of those backup sump pumps that works by water pressure.
Good, good. Glad to hear that.
It for some reason, it's been working pretty frequently during the cold snap. I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
The secondary pump?
Yeah, the secondary pump.
Well, that means your primary pump has failed. Because the water level for the secondary pump has a trigger that's set above the trigger for the primary. So if you're hearing your secondary pump run, that means that your primary is not working.
Okay, but could it be that the water from the primary sump pump may be frozen in the underground pipe? And
no.
Or it does... It,
no, you'll never see freezing at that depth, no matter what the temperature.
Really?
No, never. The ground only freezes in the worst of conditions a couple feet. So a basement is, what, 7-8 feet deep. So, no, I'm concerned that your primary pump has failed. And you obviously don't really realize it other than when you hear your secondary pump turn on, and those are noisy when those run because you get a tremendous water hammer when that shuts off.
That's right.
Yeah. So that tells me your primary is either stuck, maybe the float is stuck, or it's failed.
Oh, okay.
Go down there, and even maybe you can do this before we leave air and call back and tell me if it's simply stuck.
Okay.
You know, jiggle the float and see if it activates.
Okay.
Actually, what I'll do is I'll put you on hold, and we'll keep your line open. And I can't do that because then how are you going to know that I'm going back to you? Just call back, and we'll get you on the air.
Well done with that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Charles.
Right back.
Yeah, it sounds to me that's either stuck or the primary has failed. To Amherst next. And Donna, good morning. We're at your house.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
I have a problem with my furnace and my hot water heater.
Okay.
They're both relatively new. The furnace is a year old and the hot water heater is 2 years old.
Okay.
The hot water heater seems to be working. I think the pilot light is on because I see a glow at the bottom of the tank.
Okay.
And I'm getting water, and the water pressure is good in all the taps in the house.
Okay.
The problem is I'm not getting any hot water. It's just cold, and I've let the taps run.
Oh. Is it a storage tank model or a tankless model?
It's a storage tank.
Now, did you change anything as far as capacity? Is it the same size tank you had before?
Oh, it's been fine the last 2 years. I've had no problem with it whatsoever.
Okay.
Very pleased with the hot water. And
you know. And your furnace is running okay?
And my furnace, I don't know what the problem is. I have a programmable thermostat, and I almost think that's the problem because it's impossible. It's a Honeywell programmable, and it's almost impossible to program. And I'm kind of... You know,
do you have heat flow?
I do have some heat, but the thing of it is, it's a limited heat. It only goes up to like 66.
Okay, I think your problem is in your gas service.
Really?
Yes, I think there's something wrong with your meter.
Oh.
Either your meter or the size of your gas line from the meter to the furnace may be an issue. But since this is a new problem, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it's something in the meter. I'll bet you that the meter has failed and the flow has been reduced, which is cutting the capacity for these appliances to work.
All right, then I should call the gas company.
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
You know, that sounds kind of logical.
Yep.
Much.
That actually happened to me. I was having a problem with I have a hot water boiler, baseboard heat. And we have a tankless water heater.
Yeah.
They were competing with each other because the size of the gas line wasn't, the size of the gas meter, long story, the gas meter had been replaced by the gas company. There was a leak out at the street, and they replaced the whole line, and they put the wrong size meter in. And they...
My meter has not been replaced, but maybe it's just...
It could be that it's encumbering the gas flow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, good luck with that, and let us know how it turns out.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Very good. Donna's line is now free for you as we travel to NT, chat with Paul. Paul, you're next on WBEN.
Oh, great. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a boiler, and I had a whole bunch of stuff replaced new in it, including the thermostat. The problem I'm having, if you set the thermostat on 80, room temperature on the meter only goes up to 68. When it's real cold, it won't go above 63. And I got a mixture of cast iron, baseboard, and tall radiators. They're telling me it's just because of the extreme weather.
Well, it could be possible that, you know, we just can't reach the desired temperature, but I'm thinking that there might be something else going on in the form of an air block.
Okay.
It's very common in water systems to have this occur. That would encumber the radiators from reaching temperature. Oh. Do you hear gurgling?
I hear gurgling. What they replaced was replaced the circulating pump.
Yeah. What happens when you do a replacement, any work on a boiler, it does take a while to purge the air out of the system. It might take a couple visits from the serviceman to really get all the air out of the system. Now, you can try and get some of the air out yourself if you have bleeder valves at the registers. Some of the standing registers have those, most of them do, and some of the baseboard has them too in certain spots of the house. Do you know if you have any?
I tried bleeding in. I get a little bit of air, and then I get a stream of water.
Okay, well, that's good. That means you're letting the air out. So that may need to be done regularly for a little while so that we can get all this air out of the system.
Oh, okay.
I think that's probably part of the problem.
Okay.
And then also, you know, the age of the radiators, the standing radiators.
Okay.
I mean, they are very, very good at promoting, you know, good quality heat. But sometimes the cores lose their effectiveness and you don't get the same transfer of heat through the every core of the radiator. I don't know if that's the case. You would know by touch as to whether they're, you know, they're reaching temperature or not.
If you check it with a digital gauge, they're reading about 140. The furnace comes on, and the temperature on the boiler gets up to 180, and then it stops.
Yeah.
And then the circulating pump kicks on. The boiler's 20 years old, but I was told as long as it ain't leaking.
No, yeah. I would never suspect that it's anything to do with the boiler. Oh. I think we have a flow problem.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
I really appreciate it.
All right, Paul. Good luck. Thanks for the call. Paul's line is now free for you here on WBEN. It's 803-0930. Pick up the phone and give me a call. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Call Cortese, your man for home improvement. Peter, I know you're out of town, and I don't know whether you heard the caller who said that a furnace installer was trying to sell them on an ultraviolet mechanism at their furnace filter, and I said to them, probably better to focus on duct cleaning than bothering with that, because every 3 to 5 years, enough dust and debris and other unsightly things collect in your ductwork, and it's good to have indoor air professionals come out and thoroughly sanitize that and get rid of all that. That'll ensure that you're breathing clean indoor air. Was that good advice?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we would say that ultraviolet, we actually did a lot of that in the 90s, but the air, it's good for preventing mold on the filter itself, but the air flows too fast for a constant kill ratio.
Right.
Anything you can do to improve the air is great.
Okay, so that was good advice, and I hope he's still listening. Peter, we look forward to your phone call every Saturday morning here on WBEN as we talk about the quality service that Indoor Air Professionals provides. The column duct cleaning system, blasting all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and then with negative pressure, sucking it all out. It's the only company in town, folks, that can guarantee you a thorough cleaning of your ductwork at a reasonable price. And an anticipated discount comes when you listen to Hammer Time Radio. What's it going to be?
Okay, well, today we have Patty, who's a 25-year veteran, manning the phones, or womaning the phones. And she's going to help you out not only with a thorough duct cleaning at 51 off for a first-time customer, but also don't forget about our veterans, first responders, military, senior, and our repeat customers, as well as great deals on our medical-grade air purifiers and high-capacity dehumidifiers. So,
all right.
Call Patty today.
Okay, 683-3000. You heard Peter. You need to call Patty to take advantage of the Hammer Time Radio discounts. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
This is Bill Lacey. You know, it's amazing how quickly business communications has changed. Today it means something very different than it did just a few years ago. We live in a complex media environment that's rapidly changing. Keenan Communications Group puts decades of experience to work to tailor public relations and other media services specifically to their clients' needs. From managing social media to crisis communications to creating a strategic communications plan, Kevin Keenan offers proven planning experience to your organization. Whether you operate a business, nonprofit, or other organization, Kevin Keenan is the trustworthy, steady, and experienced communications expert you need to achieve your goals in 2019.
Thanks, Bill. This is Kevin Keenan. We're in a fast-paced, ever-changing media environment, and it's going to keep changing. Don't get caught off guard. Call me at 253-6444. That's 253-6444, or visit KeenanCommunicationsGroup.com.
Most people are coming in because they have a problem and they have all kinds of hopes and aspirations and things they want to do. Then they're finally walking into the Good Feet store. I'm ready to dive in there and help them find a solution to their problem.
You're listening to Beth, an arts support specialist at the Good Feet store.
So this woman walks in. She's literally got tears coming out of her eyes. I'm going to Turkey. I'm going to be walking and walking and walking. I've wanted to go there my entire life. I can't walk. And I don't know what to do, so help me. And I helped her.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
She called me and told me what a wonderful time she had on her trip, was virtually pain-free, that I had literally saved her life. I'm gonna cry. You just can't replace that.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Call 892-3338 or visit the Good Feet store on Walden Avenue near the Galleria Mall.
After a grueling season, it all comes down to Sunday's game. Winner take all, and no one cares. Because the big game isn't really about football. It's about snacking. Sensational snacking. Snacktastic snacking. Snacks! And there's only one place to prepare for Super Snack Sunday. Topps Friendly Market.
Cheese and crackers.
This week at Topps, bricks of Cabot cheese are $1.88, and Cheez-It crackers are only $1.99 with ad coupon.
Soda!
Score more Coke 2 liters at an incredibly low 77 cents each when you buy three with ad coupon. Stock up on your favorite Pepsi six-packs. Buy two, get four free.
Chips and dip.
Mix or match Lay's potato chips and Cheetos. Buy two, get three free. And Bison dip, just 99 cents with ad coupon.
Pizza!
Your game day MVP, DiGiorno Pizza. Only two for $9.
Football!
No, not football. Snacks. Get to Topps Friendly Markets, clip the super coupons in the weekly ad, and save like a champion.
For more than 50 years, a few overhead door companies have come up and gone down in Western New York. But the one that's weathered the test of time is Western New York's one and only Hamburg Door. That's us. Hi, it's Jen Kuhn. Forgive me for bragging, but it really is true that Hamburg Door really does over-deliver all over Western New York. From the North Towns to the South Towns and everywhere in between, you'll see more Hamburg overhead doors on more Western New York homes than anybody else's. Over 90,000 customers, in fact. We over-deliver on our selection. You'll find the biggest selections with the most styles in our brand new showroom. It's the biggest in town. We over-deliver on our service, too. You'll have the most experienced pros installing and repairing your overhead doors and openers, no matter where you got them. And with our new app, you can request service or a free sales estimate, available in the Apple or Android store. Visit HamburgDoor.com or call and make sure the one and only Hamburg Door over-delivers for you, too.
Over-delivering all over Western New York.
Another Hammer Time radio and TV sponsor is Gorilla Garage Gear. And by now you know all about the beauty and durability of a Gorilla floor for your garage. Now trust the same people at Gorilla Garage Gear to install their premium quality Gorilla Garage Door. Now, what sets Gorilla Garage Gear apart from the many garage door companies in Western New York? Well, I can tell you, it's our zero upsell policy. What does that mean, Dominic? Well, when you ask most dealers for a price on a door, they'll sell you a door all right, and it'll include tracks, hinges, rollers, new brackets, and on and on. Guess what? You may not have needed all those parts. Gorilla Garage Gear will give you an honest price and an honest and free assessment. They won't force you to buy parts that you don't need, and that'll save you money. Call Joe Afalo now at 715-6927. That's 715-6927. That's Joey Sell. Call him and say goodbye to that beat-up old garage floor. Tell him you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and you'll get an additional 10% off the purchase of a garage door or a garage door opener, or better than that, take a $200 discount on your future Gorilla Garage floor installation in the spring or Gorilla Garage gear cabinetry. Call Joey now. 715-692-6927. That's 715-6927. You can visit them online, GorillaGarageGear.com. Buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Go, go, Gorilla!
Hammer Time! Go with the ball. It is
10:55 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Remember, the Cortez Showroom on George Urban open till 1 o'clock this afternoon. Aubrey is standing by to tour you on the showroom. I'll give you a tour of the showroom, and you'll see our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, Cambria brand of quartz, Cortec flooring, tile fixtures, plumbing fixtures, all there, as well as our Better Living sunroom, solar shades, and retractable awnings. Check them out today till 1 o'clock this afternoon, and say hi to Aubrey. She'll has a cup of coffee for you there in our showroom. To the phones we go at 803-0930. To Pendleton and Lewis, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. Quick question. I have hot water baseboard heat. Last year I had a pipe break, frozen, broke, lots of damage.
Mm.
I'm wondering how you feel about adding antifreeze to the system.
The consensus is that could do more harm than good. In that you have to deal with the possible corrosion that would ensue. The question that I would come back to you with is, where was this baseboard line running that it did freeze? Was it?
Well, it was, you know, obviously on an outside wall, partially in a crawl space attic, not really accessible, old house, air leak. I think the zone control failed, and so it was calling for heat, never got any heat.
Sure.
You know, water was sitting there too long, real windy,
sure,
cold.
Yep. I had exactly the same thing happen to me. Exactly as you've said, the zone valve failed, the line ran dormant, yep, and froze.
Exactly.
So the real question here is obviously keeping the zone valves serviced and checked, and possibly looking at ways to minimize that draft if you could.
Post problem, you know, you insulate it all up, but then you're always I'm paranoid about the whole thing right about now.
I totally understand. You know what I did, what Brick did when they came over and serviced my issue, they eliminated a zone valve that was for whatever reason not calling for temperature as often as another valve that was more in the living space. So they eliminated a zone valve. I had like four zone valves. Now we're down to three. That seemed to fix the problem for me. I have more consistent heat now. That one area of the house that would always be colder is no longer. So that seemed to fix it for me.
Yeah.
It may be that, maybe a similar situation.
Yeah, when you talk about corrosion, is it, I mean, like internally in the pipes, or
yes, in the whole piping system.
Really, the glycol would do that, huh?
I would say that before I would do that on my own, I'd want to check with the manufacturer to certify that it's not going to hurt. But from what I've been told, there's concern for that.
You mean as far as the zone controls and the boiler itself?
Or? Exactly, and the actual copper pipes.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right. Because, you know, as I said, I'm paranoid about
it. I totally understand.
This last cold snap, I just flipped all my zones open.
Yes.
Meanwhile, you know, certain part of the house is blasting hot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm afraid to shut it off.
You say you have an older home?
Oh, yeah, way, way, way old.
Okay, so you might want to look at an exterior skin. And this is going to be a little bit of an investment, but it'll give you peace of mind, which is, you know, you can't put a price tag on that. An exterior skin of insulation and perhaps new siding if you haven't done that yet.
Well, you know what? I did new siding probably 10 years ago, and, you know, they wrapped it up pretty good.
Did they add insulation, though?
Prior to doing that, I had the whole house blown in.
Okay, so we've got a draft.
It's a retrofit.
Yeah.
We've
got a draft situation here that we need to focus on, and maybe a candle test around that crawl space might help you find that draft.
Yeah.
And I wish you luck with the problem, and hopefully you can. It'll turn out that you find the draft and stop that zone from freezing up. Hey, have a great week, everybody. Tune in tomorrow, Channel 2, Hammer Time TV, Season 2 premieres at 10:30 in the morning. And we'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989. In the meantime, remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.